Charlotte County Motorsports Park, get up on your feet, give them a wave, they're waving back at you, the stars and cars of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series! All right, field lined back up side by side now, getting them belts pulled down one more time. Greg shows the field the one to go sign. Keith Nosbitt, Johnny Collins on the front row. Behind them, it's Jason Fitzgerald, Rich Pratt, Mike Bresnahan, Dylan Wood, Mark Whitener, LB Skaggs, Roger Krause, Dennis Williams, Kenny Mahanahan, Christian Augsburger and Tom Scott and Cody Allen, your field for tonight's 50 laps, second annual battle on the blacktop. Here they come down to the cone in turn number four. The green flag waves, we're underway. Nosbitt leads the way down into turn number one. Johnny Collins cuts in behind him with Rich Pratt in the third spot. Down low, the seven of Fitzgerald now trying to get up into that third position. The 66 of Bresnahan. And the 26 up, Dylan Wood. Nosbitt slinging it sideways, coming out of turn number four. Down the front stretch they go. Keith Nosbitt will be your leader. Johnny Collins holding on to that second position. Then it's Rich Pratt, your fast qualifier, with Jason Fitzgerald in tow in the fourth position. Rounding out the top five, the 66 up, Bresnahan. Keith Nosbitt looks like he's got a handful, but he's got about three, four car lengths on your second place car. The five up, Johnny Collins. Nosbitt with plenty of horsepower as they go down the backstretch into turn number three. Collins closes within a couple car lengths now. Nosbitt flat tracks it out at turn number four. Behind Bresnahan, it's the 26 of Dylan Wood, the 5 of Whitener. Now the 27 of Jason Fitzgerald making a bid on that third position on the 0 of Rich Pratt. Rich Pratt holding that line coming out of turn number four. Once again, the 102.5 of Keith Nosbitt now really starting to pull away from the locomotive, Johnny Collins, who's holding on to that second spot. Second, third, and fourth right there, nose to tail as they come out of turn number four. Fifth spot, the 66 up right hand, the 26 up Dylan Wood. 102.5 up Keith Nosbitt now coming up on the tail end of the field. 61 up Thomas Scott getting it sideways, coming out of turn number four. 61 of Scott will be the first car to go a lap down. So Thomas Scott takes that car up high now as the rest of the field will get by. Coming up on the 98 of Cody Allen is the 102.5 of Keith Nosbitt. Allen getting the move over signs. They go down into turn number one. Nosbitt able to get by clean. Here comes Fitzgerald now. Fitzgerald getting a fender up on the corner panel of the 0 of Rick Pratt. But Pratt having none of it as they go down into turn number three. Dylan knows the tail of care now as we're 8 laps in the book. Here at Charlotte County Motorsports Park, and it's all Keith Nosbitt. Got a couple cars racing in front of him, the 311 of Monahan and the 14 of Roger Krause. They both go up high, allow your leader by. Almost putting his leader is the 311 of Monahan, but Nosbitt able to get by. Now the 5 of Johnny Collins coming up on the 311 of Monahan. Monahan puts go up to that high line. Caution flag on the speedway. We got caution flag on the speedway. So the 0 of Rich Pratt looks like he might be leaking fuel, your third place car. Rich Pratt looks like he may be leaking fuel. So they're going to check that out on the speedway. Caution number one, 9 laps in the book. So far, it's all the 102.5 of Keith Nosbitt. Nosbitt is your leader. Right now, Johnny Collins in the second spot. Then it's a 0 of Pratt. They're checking that car on the backstretch. Behind Pratt, it's a 7 of Fitzgerald, the 66 of Bresnahan, 26 of Dylan Wood, the 5 of Whitener. 98 of LB Skaggs behind the 26, the 5 rather, of Whitener. That's the 14 of Roger Krause, the 24 of Dennis Williams, 35 of Christian Augsburger. And that's the 61 of Thomas Scott. 311 of Kenny Mahanian is your final car on the lap. So checking that car on the back stretch, that is the 0 of Rich Pratt. He was the Ziegler Racing Engines fast qualifier tonight. Looks like he may have a fuel leak, is what the caution was for. Checking that car. So the car checked out on the backstretch. 0 of Rich Pratt. He will get his spot back. Apparently no leakage. So he's going to fall back into that third position in front of the 7 of Fitzgerald. I thank Terry and Virginia Rye of United Land Clearing, one of the sponsors of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. The Land Clearing. Give them a call at 904-237-4600. Also, Doughboy Signs. Doughboy Signs, the official checkmaker of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. 352-258-8609. Field given the white flag. One to go. 9 laps in the books in this 50-lap feature event. Up front is 102 of Nosmich leading the way. Single file restart as they head down the backstretch. Nosmich fires in between 3 and 4. The green flag waves and we are back underway. And Jason Fitzgerald all over the back bumper. The 0 of Rich Pratt. Right behind him, the 66 of Bresnahan. Up front, same story. The 102.5 of Nosmich starting to pull away now. But he's getting a little slippery coming out of turn number 4. Johnny Collins trying to track him down now as they go down into turn number 1. Rich Pratt in the 0 car, still your third place car behind him, the 7 of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald trying to find that line to take over that third position. A 5 car length back, the 66 of Bresnahan, and then behind him, the 26 of Dylan Wood, the 5 of Mark Whitener. Top 4 cars start to pull away from that 5th place car of the 66 of Bresnahan. Now Jason Fitzgerald will move on down low, and Rich Pratt with his hand out the window. The 0 of Rich Pratt slow on the speedway. So Rich Pratt dropping to the back of the field. And that'll move up to 7 of Fitzgerald in that third position. So definite problem for the 0 of Rich Pratt as he'll take that car off the speedway into turn number 1. Meanwhile, Nosmich will get under the 14 of Roger Krause. 14 laps in the books. It's a nice 50 laps. Second annual battle on the blacktop. Now it's the 7 of Fitzgerald trying to work on the 5 of Collins for that second position. Fitzgerald looks like he's got a good race car tonight as he's holding that bottom line. Collins slipping up a little bit as they come out of turn number 4, but drops it right back down on the bottom of the racetrack as they go down into 1. Collins with a handful as he comes out of the turn, able to drive it down in really deep coming into the turn. Keith Nosmich, though, walking the dog on the rest of the field now as he goes down into turn number 1. Out of turn number 2, it's Keith Nosmich, your leader. Fitzgerald now making a bid. Fitzgerald gets a fender up on the quarter panel of the 5 of Collins. Got the 311 of Monahan right there. And he gets sideways. Monahan almost getting sideways coming out of turn number 4. Gets up out of the way, and that'll resume the battle between the 5 of Johnny Collins and Fitzgerald. Drag race down the backstretch. Fitzgerald testing that number 5 car of Collins. Collins slides high once again out of the turn. Fitzgerald running right in his tire tracks as they go down into turn number 1. Out of turn number 2, here they come, side by side as they go down into 1. Fender up on the quarter panel of the 5 of Collins. Collins able to slam the door around Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald really working hard now on that inside line of the 5 of Johnny Collins, the 14 of Roger Krause, slow on the backstretch. Keith Nosmich checking out into his own time zone now as they cross the stripe. Here comes Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald working on the inside of Collins. Collins once again slams the door. They go down into 1. 14 of Roger Krause. He'll make his way off the speedway. Thank you. car battle for that second position between the 5-up Johnny Collins and 7-up Fitzgerald. While this is going on, the 102.5 up Keaton Osmus checks out from second to third place. In the fourth spot is the 66 up Redman. Down to the top five, 26 up Dylan Wood. Dylan Wood looking to go fourth in the points for that chase for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Christian Augsburger in the 35 looking good as he gets around to number 61 of Thomas Scott. Thomas Scott going another lap down as the 102.5 of Keith Nosmich now a full straightaway ahead of second place. Coming to the stripe, the halfway point this time by 25 laps in the books, 25 laps left to go for tonight's United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series second annual battle on the blacktop. So far, the 102.5 of Keith Nosmich has owned this race. A little slip and sliding as he comes out of four, but keeps that car planted as he goes down the front stretch and into turn number one. Fitzgerald now right there on the back bumper of Collins. Collins not giving any quarter now as they go down into turn number three. Collins slips a little high coming out of four. Here comes Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald on the inside of the five of Collins, and they go down into one. Jason Fitzgerald holding that high line now as they'll be side by side down the back stretch into turn number three. Jason Fitzgerald in the 7 car takes over the second spot. And Jason Fitzgerald now trying to track in your leader, the 102.5 of Keith Nosmich. As he does a bonsai move down into turn number one, held the low line, took over the second spot on the 5 of Collins. Now Fitzgerald starting to pull away from the locomotive, Johnny Collins. Coming up on 30 laps in, 20 laps left to go. Is there enough time for the 7 of Fitzgerald to get it done? Big lead for the 102.5 of Nosmich as he maneuvers his way through lap traffic. Dennis Williams in the 24 now allows the 7 of Fitzgerald to get under him. He'll go a lap down as Fitzgerald now making up ground on the 102 of Keith Nosmich. Nosmich all by himself down the backstretch. So is the 7 of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald closing in now. About 8, 10 car lengths behind your leader, the 102.5 of Nosmich. Collins holding on to that third position. Got a good solid run on the third spot with Resnahan way behind him. Fitzgerald really starting to reel in your leader, but the laps are starting to count away as we got 33 laps in. 17 laps left to go for Jason Fitzgerald. Can he get it done as he goes down into turn number three? Fitzgerald really cutting them laps down now as he'll get closer and closer to the 102.5 of Nosmich. Jason Fitzgerald now about 7-8 car lengths behind your leader. He'll even drive it down deep into turn number three. Fitzgerald closing in on the 102.5 of Nosmich. Nosmich is led from the drop of the green flag through the number one pill. All right, Nosmich, oh, we got the 24 of Dennis Williams. Fitz coming out of turn number four. Caution flag on the speedway. So the 102 of Keith Nosmich, who's led from the drop of the green flag, probably did not want to see this caution flag come out. That'll put the 7 of Fitzgerald right on his back bumper. Fitzgerald's got the bottom of this racetrack figured out. As he made a bonsai move on the 5 of Johnny Collins down there in turn number 1, held it all the way down the backstretch, took that second position away from Collins. But don't count that Collins car out yet, because Johnny Collins has been known to come back. Top 5, the 102.5 of Keith Nosmich is your leader, the 7 of Fitzgerald in the second spot. Then it's the 5 of Johnny Collins, the 66 of Bresnahan, and the 26 of Dylan Wood, your top five, as we've got 35 laps in the books, 15 laps left to go for the second annual battle on the blacktop. So we're getting ready for a whole different race now with 15 laps left to go. Keith Nosmich, your leader, gets the one to go sign. Fitzgerald will start right on his back bumper with a 5 of Collins. Collins looked like he might have been losing his tires. But with this little bit of cool down, that might help the locomotive. 66 of Bresnahan and the 26 of Dylan Wood, your top five. Behind them, it's Whitener, Christian Augsburger, Kenny Monahan and the 311, the 61 of Thomas Scott and the 24 of Dennis Williams who brought that caution flag out. Here they come, back to the green flag. Nosbusch on the gas, out of turn number four. Green flag's out, we're back underway. Jason Fitzgerald now not losing any ground to the 102 of Nosbusch. Nosbusch got some horsepower as they head down the backstretch. Johnny Collins about five car lengths back behind the seven of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald trying to set up that 102 car now, trying to figure a way to get around in the next 14 laps. Down the backstretch now. Nosbusch starting to pull away from the seven of Fitzgerald, but Fitzgerald will take it deep down into three. Coming out of turn number four, a little bit of wheel hop on the 102 of Nosbusch as they come out of four. Allows the seven car of Fitzgerald to close in. Fitzgerald sticking a nose up under the back bumper of the 102 of Nosbusch. Nosbusch able to pull away as they go down the backstretch. Fitzgerald taking it down low now. Fitzgerald trying to set him up. Fitzgerald holding that low line as they come out of four. Once again, Nosbusch able to slam the door. Here comes Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald got the bottom of this racetrack figured out now as he'll take a look high. Now dives it down low into three. Here comes Fitzgerald. Jason Fitzgerald taking a look on the inside. A little bit of contact as they cross the start-finish line, but both cars intact as they come out of turn number two. Coming up on the lap car, the number 61 of Scott now. Fitzgerald going to hold that bottom line. Nosbusch once again with a little bit of wheel hop. Now Fitzgerald slides it up high, 40 laps in, 10 laps left to go. 10 laps left to go as they come out of turn number two. And what a battle we got brewing up front between the 102 of Nosbusch and the 7 of Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald trying to take a look on the inside. Nosbusch holding his line. Now they'll go down into turn number one. Jason Fitzgerald running right in the tire tracks of the 102 of Nosbusch. Down the backstretch into turn number three. Nosbusch now putting on a clinic as they come out of turn number four. These two drivers doing an awesome job. Fans on their feet now as they go down into turn number one. They'll exit turn number two. Down the backstretch we go. Coming up on two lap cars there running side by side. Dennis Williams in a 24-3-11 of Monahan. Now Williams will slide it up high, allow your leaders to get by. Jason Fitzgerald drafting right in the tire tracks of the 102 of Nosbusch. Now Fitzgerald pulling it up close to the quarter panel as they come out of turn number four. Fitzgerald right on the back bumper of the 102 of Nosbusch. They'll head down the backstretch into turn number three. Fitzgerald got to get on the binders now, but gets right back on the gas, loses no ground. They'll come out of turn number four. Five laps left to go here at Charlotte County Motorsports Park. Jason Fitzgerald, Keith Nosbusch down the backstretch into turn number three. Out of turn number four, it's still Nosbusch your leader. Four laps left to go. They're clicking off. Can Fitzgerald find a way around Nosbusch? He's got a run on the inside. Nosbusch on the gas. Fitzgerald gives a little bump down into turn number three. Fitzgerald a little squirrely coming out of turn number four. So is Nosbusch. Three laps left to go. Now Nosbusch puts a couple car lengths between himself and the second place car. Fitzgerald. Well, Fitzgerald makes them up as they go down into three. Jason Fitzgerald closes right back in on the 102 of Nosbusch. Two laps left to go. Double sticks. Two laps left to go. Down the backstretch, Keith Nosbusch, Jason Fitzgerald really going at it. What a race coming out of turn number four. Fitzgerald makes a run. White flags out. White flags out as they go down into turn number one. Down the backstretch, two more turns for the 102.5 of Nosbusch. Fitzgerald taking it down low one more time. Here they come out of turn number four. Keith Nosbusch, Jason Fitzgerald, Johnny Collins, Mike Bresnahan, Dylan Wood, your top five.
What do you think, Mr.
That was a show. That was a show. I'm telling you. Nothing like that. It was a show.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the second annual winner of the Battle on the Blacktop. Awesome run out there. You and Jason Fitzgerald putting on a clinic out there. The racing was great. I noticed you got a little wheel hop there towards the end.
Well, the motor laid down with like three laps to go, and on the last lap coming down the back straightaway, it pretty much let go. I dropped the cylinder or something, and I just kind of limped up before. I thought if Jason would have been making a run on me on the outside or something, he'd have probably got around me because I just, that was the end of the deal. So hopefully it's just a valve or dropped a rocker or something. But I'm just happy to be here. I wasn't planning on coming. but we're going to run the rest of Kenny's shows this year, and we're probably going to get a new Henry next weekend to watch Kenny.
Now, what do you credit for this asphalt run, man? I mean, the beginning of this race, all the way there towards the end, before that caution flag, you had this thing in hand. You were pulling away from the rest of the field.
Well, about right after that 35-lap restart, the motor started skipping a little bit, and then it went flat, and right towards the end it just gave up. But we didn't come last night in practice. We decided we'd just wait till the day. We weren't bad last year, but we wasn't real good. We were like fifth. And I told these guys, I said, oh, let's just go down there in the afternoon. We'll try a couple of things. If it don't work, we'll go home. But the car was fast right out of the trailer. Ronnie Bennett, and I got a couple of new guys, Tom and Jerry, are helping me. And I'm just glad we won last week. We won this week, so I think we might be on a little roll.
Who are some of the sponsors of this race car, Keith?
Well, we got Miller Lite, which is our main sponsor, and Hooters, Lumber Liquidator, Supreme Protein, and most of that stuff is all brought to me by Bubba the Love Sponge, and he's on K-Rock down here.
All right, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Keith.
Good job, man.
You put your hands together for Jason Fitzgerald. Jason, what a great run. Thought you were going to get that first win under your belt, but you guys really put on a show for these fans.
Well, that's what we're here for. I hope that the fans enjoyed it. It was fun inside the car, you know, of course. I love to win. I cannot seem to win one of these races, but man, my car was good. I got to thank my guys for keeping my head screwed on straight. Every time I change something, we get worse and just kept going right back to the way we unloaded. And it's a good race. Keith drove a good race. Johnny drove a good race. My first asphalt race, I'll take it. I wish it would have been a win, but Keith did what he had to do. He's a veteran driver and a good racer, and congratulations to him and his team. So.
All right, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Fitzgerald.
And finishing at third position, let's hear it for the locomotive, Johnny Collins. Johnny, these guys checked out on you, brother.
We tried best, man. We was going to try to back it up with a win-to-win like we did last year, but got the car too loose, and them boys put a heck of a show on for you. All I could do is sit back and watch and enjoy the show with you. So I hope y'all enjoy these dirt cars here. Hope y'all invite us back, and see you next time.
All right, the locomotive, Johnny Collins. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rick Engine, along with staff and crew of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. I want to thank you for inviting us down here to Charlotte County Motorsports Park. Hope you had a great time. Once again, together for the stars and cars of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Thank you. Good night.